18-year-old Stephen Boatwright has been openly gay since he was in 8th grade. He says it hasn't always been easy.
I've been walking home from school, and I've been attacked by a fellow student because he knew that I was gay. I actually have an allergy to adhesives, and I've had glue smeared on my locker so that I can't open my locker anymore.
Boatwright says he's been pushed in the halls, defamed online, called hurtful names. He sits on the board of directors of the Iowa Pride Network. This group compiles an annual report that surveys lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender youth about their experiences in schools. The most recent Iowa School Climate Survey indicates 9 out of 10 gay students report hearing gay slurs at school. 40% say they've been physically harassed. A fifth of them have been physically assaulted. It's a worrisome aspect of youth culture lawmakers, civil rights advocates, and school administrators have been trying to control for years. In 2007, the legislature passed the Iowa Safe Schools Law. It requires districts to establish anti-bullying policies and to report incidents of bullying to the state. The executive director of the gay advocacy group One Iowa, Troy Price, says he's not convinced all schools are complying.
We've seen some reports come out recently that have shown some challenges with that law, that some districts are reporting that there's absolutely no bullying in their schools, even though that there are that just clearly is not the case.
Price points to some shortcomings in the law. He says it doesn't include the mechanics for how to properly enforce it. The head of the office in charge of working with school districts on anti-bullying initiatives says the lack of reporting may just be an absence of training for school administrators and teachers. The executive director of Iowa Safe Schools in Des Moines, Nate Monson, travels the state offering assembly programs to show students how easily bullying can occur.
We talk about the phrase, "that's so gay," or "no homo," that gets used a lot by youth and adults themselves, you know, calling an assignment gay, or, you know, the football team's gay, or you're gay, or whatever it is. That creates a culture of it's okay to bully an LGBT person.
The Algona native brings some personal experience to his job at Iowa Safe Schools. Monson was the victim of intimidation when he came out to the campus of Clark University in Dubuque.
Someone had put together all these different pamphlets, things on condom usage, teen pregnancy, there was a book from the 1960s on syphilis, and we were all kind of laughing, my friends and I, because we're like, who would put this together? And finally I got to a poster, and someone had written on there, "Repent now, God hates gays."
Monson estimates he gives between 90 and 100 presentations a year in school districts of all sizes across the state. He says the reaction he receives varies from town to town.
The mentality in some of these communities is boys will be boys, or we all went through that kind of bullying and harassment. We all got beat up, and it's just something you have to go through.
Monson and Iowa Safe Schools have a staunch ally in an elementary school counselor in the Humboldt School District in north central Iowa. Each morning, following the Pledge of Allegiance, Karen Teal has her students recite the Purple Hands Pledge. It's a promise the kids make to not use their hands or words to hurt anybody.
I think that if we set the foundation now that it's not okay to hurt other people or to call them names or to use homophobic slurs, I'm hoping that when these kids in elementary school go to middle school, that they have that in the back of their head.
Teal is convinced the Daily Purple Hands Pledge has led her kids to readily accept a 10-year-old boy who's the son of lesbians. She says no one is mean to him, and she wants to keep it that way. Back at the Iowa Pride Network, outreach coordinator Dana Stuhling says bullying can take place these days without school leaders noticing.
Maybe the schools are saying their hallways are safer, but their kids are being bullied online, which is becoming a huge issue. And with the rise in social networking and all of the technology that we have these days, it can be, you know, it's just a new form of bullying.
Stuhling helps schools establish gay-straight alliances as ways to deter bullying against LGBT students. The executive director of Iowa Pride, Ryan Romerman, says such organizations are effective.
We know that if a student has a gay-straight alliance in their school, that they are less likely to be physically assaulted because of their sexual orientation and gender identity. And we also know that gay-straight alliances make all students feel safe regardless of whether they're gay or straight.
There are now more than 100 gay-straight alliances in Iowa school districts. A Des Moines businessman is putting resources behind an effort to make it easier for students to report cases of bullying. Former Republican congressional candidate Rich Eichener has launched the BullyingIowa.com website that includes an online reporting form. He says not all school bullying is aimed at gay students. Most of it goes toward young people who are overweight. But whatever the reason it's happening, Eichener says bullies have to be stopped.
The longer bullying goes on, the more aggressive it gets and the more dangerous it becomes. And that's why it's so important for schools to respond quickly.
Eichener says when the kid completes the form and hits enter, the report goes to his office and the school district. A hard copy is also sent out to school officials.
I think most school districts want to do the right thing. They've got a lot of responsibilities, but at the same time, this is a pretty important one because if a kid's frightened, he's not going to do well in school.
Eichener and the representatives from Iowa Safe Schools and the Iowa Pride Network say it's essential to squelch verbal and physical bullying at an early age. If allowed to fester, they say, the abuse can escalate into violent attacks against gays with serious consequences. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.